This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Well, Valentine's Day is upon us. For the procrastinators among us, that may cause a bit of momentary panic or a flurry of phone calls to local restaurants in hopes of finding a reservation still available. But it doesn't have to be that way, according to Amy Rogers of our blog, WFA Eats. She joins me. Hi, Amy.
Hey there, Mark.
What do you mean? I don't have to scramble for a Valentine's dinner reservation at one of Charlotte's many fine restaurants?
No, because here's the secret that no one will tell you. One of the most romantic places you can have a Valentine's Day celebration is at home.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, think about it this way. There's no wait for a table. There's no noise other than that which you generate yourself in celebration, but restaurants can be, you know, really kind of unpleasant with a lot of crowds and things are expensive, and it's not really the way you want to set the mood.
In fact, you wrote on WFA Eats, restaurants are a terrible place to spend Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that can be true. You don't set out to have a terrible time, but sometimes that's how it goes.
And you also wrote that you, at home, can control everything from the mood to the menu.
Correct. You know, you still have to do a little bit of planning, but the good news is if you've waited until this late in the Valentine's Day run-up, you can still pull off something really kind of special and memorable, whether that's food, drink, atmosphere. You can customize it. You can decide.
If there's someone listening who really likes this idea, but especially in terms of the menu, they're just not sure where to start. Any recommendations?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of cookbooks, so I pulled a bunch of them off the shelf, and on our blog we have recipes for a special Valentine's cocktail, a dinner entree, a salad, and some dessert suggestions.
So this is where I confess that on our wedding night, my wife and I carried out McDonald's.
That's okay. You know, it's whatever you make it. We celebrate however we wish.
Now, Amy, with this at-home Valentine's dinner idea, though, I can hear somebody thinking, you know, I or we or whatever the case, work full-time. I know we just talked about carry-out, but if you're looking for a little bit more than that, but, you know, you're working.
I'm a big fan of the shortcut. That means your Instant Pot, your slow cooker, your semi-homemade food items that you can start the night before, the morning of. You know, it's okay to make it up as you go.
Amy, just a couple of other quick reality checks on this at-home Valentine's idea. If there should happen to be any children in the picture, how are we going to deal with this?
Set them up with a bunch of cupcakes, some tubs of frosting, and some little spatulas, and let them decorate.
Okay. And then it's one thing, you know, to cook and enjoy Valentine's dinner at home, but let's be honest, with this plan, someone's got to clean up, right?
Yeah, there is that. That's the harsh reality of Valentine's Day. But I think when you balance that against a big, expensive check in a restaurant, you know, you're probably coming out even.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Amy Rogers of WFA Eats, our blog where we explore all things tasty and interesting in the Charlotte food scene. Thanks again.